Ah, well, hello there. Hi. I'm out here at the beach. We had this little... never mind. Anyways, hi. It's just after 9 o'clock. Well, a little more than just after, but I almost think that clock is wrong. But never mind. Anyways, here we are. There you are. I'm here. And, yes, it's Wednesday night. You know what that means. It's the time for the big waste of time. Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Theme Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents the Doncast. Here with me, the Don, out here on a beach. This is number 45. Almost gonna kill this one. Do you like to run, dance, or listen to music? Greenpeace at Virginia Tech is hosting a 5K and concert fundraiser this Sunday, April 15th, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Old Blacksburg High School track off Patrick Henry Drive. Performances include Overtones, Pyro Ohio, Drifting Westward, and more. I can't wait for that. More. That one, it's one of my favorite bands around here. They're really good. You should go catch them if you'd like to. Anyways, hi, I'm here. And, I don't know. This is Alice Cooper.
Woman to take his seat, he got the power, oh, she got the need. She spends her life through pleasing up a man. She feeds him dinner, oh, anything she can. She cries alone at night too often. Smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Only women bleed. Man makes your hair gray. He's your life's mistake. All you're really looking for's an even break. You hate this game. Slaps you once in a while, and you live in love and pain. She cries alone at night too often. He smokes and drinks and don't come home at all. Ooh. Only women bleed. 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 We'll be right back.
only women bleed. Crosley Bendix, cultural reviewer and director of Stylistic Premonitions for the Universal Media Network, with today's Arts Review.
And hello, everyone. This is Crosley Bendix. Today's discussion concerns the domestic arts. Art made and retained in the home. Yes, sometimes as I trudge along through the labyrinths of great halls and corridors, which comprise the imposing architectural layouts of our finest museums, I often find myself wishing our own homes, where we live, could sport something like the inspiring works that now hang out only in public places. I suppose it once seemed necessary to put artworks in mass accessible institutions when art was rare and valuable. But that was before technological evolution had readied us for the modern explosion of do-it-yourself methodology. So now, isn't it high time we tossed our spectator-oriented museums full of priceless tributes to rarity on the American scrap heap, which now forms the pointed pinnacle of history's landfill? No one has time to go to them anyway. But everyone has time to be at home. Unfortunately, many, many private homes I pass through are filled with nothing but excuses. Don't have room for art, some say. Others say they can't afford it, or they don't have time to hang around the house, so it would just go to waste. These are all forms of foolish self-neglect. With a minimum of talent and a few minutes a day, you can create real art for your own home. What's the trick? Well, tricks of the trade is more like it. What do you suppose real artists who make important, expensive works of real art do to provide their own homes with the kind of real art they need so desperately to be surrounded with? Well, their own carefully crafted works must be instantly put on display for quick sale so they can continue to pay for that house itself. And doing that stuff is a pretty full-time job, believe me. However, their halls and walls do not go unadorned with aesthetic enjoyables. Many artists have discovered how to cheaply and quickly manipulate common household materials to form foolproof works of art. And I can now pass some of these techniques on to you. I call this kind of work domestic art, and I hope that term sticks as this underground movement begins to break through into the basement of public trends on its way up to the bright glow of mass living room consciousness. Now, my latest article for Surreal Homes magazine, on the stands right now, lists the complete step-by-step methodology for creating a wide variety of domestic artworks. But let me give you just a few right now. The paintings appeal to you? Well, make your own right on your own walls without even visiting an art supply store. You see, modern paintings no longer use much of that stuff anyway. What is admired today are works that stress simplicity, emphasize gestures with new materials, display their own means of composition, and are generally abstract. Incidentally, for our purposes here, you can read abstract as quick and or easy. For the non-professional artist, the popular abstractions of the pros have truly blown it wide open. Now this game is up for grabs. You don't need to draw, sketch, or have any traditional abilities at all to quickly create things surprisingly similar to what the pros spend months on. For example, take that blank wall in your house. If it's wallpaper, you're in real luck. Just take a steak knife you don't want and a putty scraper and begin cutting and stripping areas of paper off the wall. If you want to avoid risk in your domestic art, rather surefire compositions can be created by always cutting in at the top of the wall and ripping the strips of wallpaper downward towards the floor. These vertical strips of bare wall can, with a little practice, be formed in any width, and they can be tightly or widely spaced down a hall or across or around a living room or a bedroom. This is perfect for beginners because the wallpaper ripping process is filled with that controlled randomness so important in modern compositions. You almost can't go wrong. But be creative. Try stripping all the paper off the upper half of the wall, leaving vertical flame-shaped strips of wallpaper rising from your baseboards halfway up the wall. Or try your hand at stripping laterally. When you have achieved a satisfactory composition of stripped and unstripped wall, the bare plaster areas are now to be stained with a kitchen or bathroom sponge dipped in juices from your refrigerator. Grape or any of the new cranberry concoctions are excellent, as are prune and mango. Mustard, ketchup, A1 sauce, or instant coffee sprinkled on your damp sponge can also achieve interesting color effects. Mix these freely for more unusual combinations. Get the picture? So will anyone familiar with Clifford Still. And what about sculpture? Well, if you're a roving home dweller and like to move freely through your own wide open spaces, perhaps wall sculpture is what you need. Incidentally, since this type of sculpture has only 180 degrees of viewability, that leaves out a full 180 degrees of possible mistakes, making this by far the safest form of sculpture to attempt. First, use some of those same household staining agents to color a small area of blank wall. Just sponge it on loosely in any sort of oval shape. Do it quickly now. Let it drip and run down the wall. That's all good now. But avoid splattering above or to the side. Now, take about a pound of steel wool or an old cotton mop head or both and nail, tack, or staple this material to the stained area of the wall, leaving the edges of the colored area showing around this textural mass. Don't dwell on positioning or draping. This is very important. Don't dwell on positioning or draping. Almost all failures are due to overworking your ability to control. Just close your eyes and tack it. Watch your fingers. Texture can be further heightened by spattering this mass with cooked oatmeal, tapioca, rice-a-roni, and so on, or spray the material thickly with Scotchgard and throw M&Ms or trail mix at it, or cotton balls. Remember, when it comes to domestic art, substitutions are always allowed. It matters little as long as you maintain a process of composing that is relatively self-evident in its results and adheres to randomness in its execution. Yes, hard to believe for the uninitiated perhaps, but nevertheless as true as nature herself, which any fool can see if they get out of the house once in a while. Now, of course, some of you may be interested in creating your own 360-degree full-range viewability type of sculpture. This, incidentally, should be left till after you've gotten your basic technique down on a few domestic wall works. Well, you can use virtually any common piece of furniture you don't want. Remember, in art, the icon rules. The icon rules. Select something common to everyone's experience, like a table, a chair, a radio, or TV set, bed, stove, and so on. More exotic items like toys, spittoons, family heirlooms, indoor palms, or ceramics of any kind may be used in California, but nowhere else. In general, stick to the universal for success. Whatever item of furniture you select may be sprayed entirely with shaving cream for temporary party art, or use a spatula to apply a thick coating of marshmallow fluff for a permanent piece. Either of these can be colored to taste with food coloring. You'll need that 5-gallon jar of fluff for this, but marshmallow fluff will eventually dry to an almost rock-hard consistency, and the shrinkage produces random cracking for an interesting surface effect within whatever texture you created in the application. Here again, in applying the fluff, don't think about it too much. It's just frosting a cake. Be thorough, but don't get personal. And, of course, you'll have many months during the curing process to just sit around and toss things at the sticky surface. By the way, marshmallow fluff possesses unusual sticking power and may be put to good use in wall works as well. You may be wondering, what do you toss at the fluff? Well, I'll leave that up to you. Do you hit it from all sides or just one side so it looks like it was hit by a strong blast of wind full of paper clips, for instance? Well, that's up to you too, because with this brief introduction to the domestic art movement, I hope you'll find your own paths of element selection. After all, it's your house, so go to it. But remember, the key watchwords of domestic abstraction: stick with icons, stick with randomizing procedures, stick with superglue, and don't get personal. With these simple concepts under your beret, you can't miss creating successful oddities everyone will accept as real art without hesitation. This is Crosley Bendix saying bye. Bye. Bye now.
Listening to cultural reviewer and social critic Crosley Bendix.
Tower with a whole bunch of vertically challenged friends of mine, and they are ringing little bells and doing that thing that they do. It's really confusing, but anyways, I like them. They're great. And you know, this is public service announcement number one. We are killing it at the end of the year.
Are you a local nonprofit or student organization? Public service announcements are a great way to update WUVT listeners about upcoming events or just tell what you do. Submit yours today by emailing us, wuvtamfm@vt.edu, or stop by studios, our studios, that is, on the third floor of the Squire Student Center. Or stop by studios, our studios, that is, on the third floor of the Squire Student Center. But, I'm here, and it's like we're coming up the side of the clock here on this side. And, I am feeling okay about things, and,
Thank you. could stop me from running. But eyeglasses no more brings a sin. But watch you stop, no more turning heads. Little head shakes his fist. The face is heading out of his face.
Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim. Back into the show, no one's in the house, everyone is out. And the prize is down. Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim. Back into the show, no one's in the house, everyone is out. All electron and the prize is down. Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim. Back into the show, no one's in the house, everyone is out. All electron and the prize is down. Take it to the bridge, throw it overboard, see if it can swim. Back up to the shore, no one's in the house, everyone is out, all the lights are on and the blinds are down.
You're listening to the big waste of time. Global Chemical Corporate Empire and Theme Park Industrial Complex Consortium presents the Noncast. It's quiet here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the station you love in the town where you live, WUVT FM 90.7, Blacksburg, Virginia. Hey, why don't you learn something?
Now, I'm going to explain a little bit more about a recording. Now, the most important thing about a recording is not the people that makes the music. It's the engineer